Establishing an effective mechanism and structure that targets women's participation in public discourse and passing the Affirmative Action Bill with strong institutions will encourage more women to fully participate in the decision-making process. These were some recommendations made by expert panelists at a forum organized by Media Foundation for West Africa in Accra. The panelists, who were from the media and political parties, debated issues that will empower women. A report by Mary Atule and Selom Tali.
51% of Ghana's population is made up of women. Among these women, only 20% are involved in public discourse. This is a concern for feminist activists who think measures must be put in place to encourage women to actively participate in public discourse. They said building stronger institutions to encourage women must be put in place to correct what they call the anomaly. The Deputy Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, John Akon, said women are very significant in the development process of every country. As such, they need to be pushed to perform their roles effectively for economic growth. The panelists, who took turns in discussing media and women participation in public discourse in the country, were very passionate about the way women are still sidelined in this democratic era. The first was the executive director of Abantu for Development, Dr. Rose Mensah-Kutin. She said when women are sidelined, the nation's development continues to be underdeveloped. The national women's organizer of the NPP, Otiko Jabba, said for women to fully participate in public discourse, there is the need for political will from government, civil organizations, as well as men and women.
For women's participation in Ghana to be actual, we need huge volumes of conscientization and education. Just as we manage the home, we can manage the district, we can manage the nation, we can manage the world.
The vice presidential candidate of the PPP in the 2012 elections, Eva Loco, said women are always marginalized and it is high time the right thing is done for women to take their position.
One of the things that really annoys me is these positions of women, this women organizer, women commissions. It's a way of deceiving the women, thinking that they are being mainstream. They are not getting anything out of it. Because it's just like, take it and keep quiet. When is this going to change?
The Member of Parliament for Abeokuta West, Asla Owusu Ekufo, said women have an opinion that needs to be expressed. The National Women Organizer for NDC, Anita DiSoso, also had this to say.
If we believe ourselves and work close with the men, respect them, let them know this world belongs to all of us.
An editor at Joy FM, Jifa Bampo, who represented the media, expressed her views.
Women have a lot of apathy. They don't seem to be interested in serious issues, and so their contribution to issues of national concern seems limited. They restrict themselves to comfort zones, sometimes the softer side of their mandate. There's also the challenge of their inability to reach out and build networks and alliances. The effect is that sometimes they may develop enemies, and I use enemies advisedly. There's also the challenge of being unwilling to inconvenience oneself for a program or for an interview or to provide information.
Some of the recommendations at the forum include the need to conscientize society from the home and schools to understand that women are equal to men. Society should therefore get the men to accept women as leaders.